Blog Talk Radio.
When you feel like hope is gone, it's just, it feels like midnight, but we can endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So, good morning, my beloved. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deb Jackson Live on 7-Eleven and on www.blogtalkradio. And we're here with Bread from Heaven, ministering music, soothe the mind and heal the soul. So we're going to start out with the first selection with Grace Guthrie.
God loves me, adores me, watches over me. You are for loved me, and it's not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned, but daily grace saves me. for your grace.
For his grace. There's a song that says, in my weakness, I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, that God's grace is sufficient for us. As Paul was complaining about a thorn being in his side, he was also boasting, saying, for God's power is made perfect in his weakness. Therefore, in other words, he was boasting all the more gladly about in his weakness that Christ's power may rest on him. Why? The psalmist just said, because it belongs to me. It's not by my works, nor by my life, but it's by God's Spirit. God's promise said he would never leave me nor forsake me, and he will be with me until the end. Rick Warner, great man of God and author, says that God won't let you or I use a weakness as an excuse for not doing what he's asking us to do. So what is God asking you to do this morning and you're feeling weak? Well, if you ask God for the strength, he will give you the strength. The Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Many times we think too much. We think we got to do it this way when God says, just trust in me. God's word says that when you're weak, okay, most of the time we're in that state. We're lacking faith. We're doubting. We're insecure. And that's no big surprise to God. See, we may be hiding things from our significant other, from our boss, from our friends, but we can't hide anything from God. If we take everything to God in prayer, the Bible says, call him up, and he will answer. Jeremiah 33:3. The truth is, God is just waiting for us to look in the mirror to see that we can't do anything without God. God created you and I with weaknesses. Yes, those are the feelings, the emotions. But we've got to put our trust in God, my beloved. And when we put our trust in God, God fulfills his promises. Don't make no mistake. God is the creator. And we are his creation. He created us. He molded us. But it's a choice, a free will, to allow God to lead us. He sent his son, John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Well, who is the son? His name is Jesus. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can go unto the Father unless they've been born again. And we're going to stress this other day because, see, you got to get spiritually renewed, get a spiritually renewed mind. Because, see, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. We can read all the books we want. We can meditate on all the meditations that this different yoga classes that we go to, or the different types of meditation that people say this is the way. I have to just share with you, my beloved, if you've been meditating on these things for the last 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and it's not working, I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but it ain't gonna work. We seek for prosperity and success in all the places when it's just that simple, especially you leaders. If the Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Well, someone missed it in the book of Joshua 1:8. The Bible says, meditate, Joshua, on these things day and night, and you will prosper and be successful. My beloved, you're feeling weak this morning. Seek on the things that are above. Ask God, Lord, what is it that I lack? Well, Solomon thought he was lacking wisdom, so he asked God for wisdom. And then the book of James says, that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. So ask God for wisdom in your weakness. Baba says, then knock, and the door shall be open. What does that mean? Well, pray. Push. Just like in the natural, when you're birthing a child, when a woman's birthing a child, she must wait 9 months. If contractions may come a little bit early, then taught how to breathe, how to endure the pain. You see, when we are in pain, we are weak. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient. God wants us to put our trust in Him. Because that's what the word says. Bread from heaven tells us that I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me this morning to share with you this word. And if you are in weakness, you need to know that God's grace is sufficient for you, for His power is made perfect in His weakness, in your weakness. So, my beloved, I'm going to play this song one more time. If you haven't yet gotten a revelation, my prayer is that you seek God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten you to the truth of God's word.
God loves me, adores me, watches over.
About that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about souls being saved. It's all about fulfilling purpose and destiny. And I invite all the single women to come out and join me this coming Friday at the YMCA to allow me to share my book and also to dine in fellowship. And this invitation goes out to all the single women, and if you're married and you just want to be a part of this gathering, I invite you to come out, because it's been in my spirit for the last several months, last 3 months basically, to rewrite the book that I've written in 2007, Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. And I have revelation when I first written the book that it was based on my memoir, my experiences in life, and that as I reread, focused on why I wrote it, I realized that it was emotional because of the pain that I experienced, seeing myself in the state of weakness and complaining to God concerning all that I had went through. I felt as though that I was weak. I felt like a failure. So as I began to seek God in prayer and meditation, I realized that in my weakness, God is really strong, because he gave me greater revelation that his purpose and his plan for my life was greater than I could ever imagine. Because, see, destiny was predestined when I was in my mother's womb. God predestined me to be the child of Ruby Gay Hooks, to be someone great in the sight of God. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So therefore, if I want to be an entrepreneur, I can be an entrepreneur. If I want to be a doctor or a lawyer, I can be whatever God say I be. Today, I just want to be a child of God, one that will glorify the Father on earth that is in heaven. That's why the Spirit of God allowed me to rewrite the book. But I want to share the full word of one of my best friends and pastor of Grace and Mercy Church and Ministry, located in Middletown, PA. She read the book for the first time. What she wrote about the book was, you're going to love this book. This book may not be the first inspirational book that you have read, but it will be one that will immediately inspire you to seek God for his purpose in your life. And each chapter takes you on a profound journey from the very beginning of Deborah's birth and throughout her life. You'll see the challenges she faces to distract her from fulfilling her destiny. Chapter by chapter, the challenges increase. However, when she begins to diligently seek God for the purpose in her life, she finds healing, which gives her hope and inspiration. Gives her hope and inspires her to help others. Pastor Abdul, she recommended that you read this book. It was written with a commitment and a voice to let others know that when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you will find healing and hope. I thank you, Pastor Abdullah from Grace and Mercy Church and Ministry out of Middletown. Tonight is met, and And she's going to be speaking tonight at First Baptist Church in Middletown. The pastor is none other than Mary White Patterson. And services, I believe, starts at 7 o'clock. If I was you, I'd try to get there, get a seat. So arrive early. Praise will be there. The worship will be there. The only person that will be missing is you. So I encourage you to show up and let your spirit,
my
soul and body,
has escaped. Come on.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. My soul has escaped the snare of the fowler. I rise up on eagle wings for the great unknown. The cares of this weary life are now far behind me. I'm up above the shadows. I know where I belong, and I'm living now. About this truth I know, how Jesus died to save me, and he gave me peace of mind. Mercy now surrounds me, and I'm grafted in the vine, and I'm living. Overflow me, and is with me all the time. His promises, my son.
call off this program this morning. You can call in at 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796. This is an outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. Our focus is it's all about souls, winning souls through palms. That's prayer and praise, outreach, evangelism, and ministry music to soothe the mind and heal the soul, and serving God's elect. And we are all elected to be chosen of the chosen. So give me a call at 717-379-1503 for more details about this coming Fourth Friday. Also, if you like to be a part of the Fourth Friday weekend, those of you who have talent and would like to showcase your talent at the Fourth Friday weekend, or if you got a word that you want to share, give me a call at 717-379-1503. But most of all, my beloved, pray. Pray for this ministry. Pray for the soul as we pray. And lift every soul in prayer, because God is concerned about every soul. What is the soul? The mind, the will, the intellect. Jesus was on the cross. He knew his purpose, and God's plan was he would to die that we may have life and life more abundantly. So when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." So my beloved, choose this day to be weak, but boast in, and when I am weak, thou is strong.
Just
We serve an awesome God. Don't have him? Have Jesus in your life? You need to call on him this morning. Yes, call him up and tell him what you want. Call up to 657-383-9900.
Well, somebody's praying.
There's something lacking in your life?
Oh, God. I will bless the Lord at all times. He's good.
Outreach Ministries, changing lives 24/7 through Palms on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson.
Oh! the Lord lead you and walk on. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase every frown and walk on into your season. Walk into your season.
As we close, the prayer is that you walk into your season. Don't worry, but pray. Jesus instructed his disciples how to pray. We're going to close out with King Correa.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be another way. So we gotta pray.
Love.
each other smile. You ought to take the time.
If you need a change,
well,
pray. If you
it's
trust
about
God,
that time.
Then expect the change.
Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight.
And don't forget to pray. God.
We have gathered together here in the temple.
Got in the revelation.
Here at Valley Kingdom Ministry International, Valley West. We come tonight
God so
to
loved
worship.
The world that he gave his only begotten
tonight to worship, not to record.
So
we're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight?
Commanded that love our neighbor.
There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place.
More love.
Tonight, our desire in the temple.
Let the church say.
Is to bring you into the outer court.
This needs to kingdom focus.
With praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with
7-11. Tonight is Lent. So, assemble yourselves. Make a joyful noise. Now, God, give you revelation of your purpose and opportunity to fulfill destiny. Be blessed.
Because we have learned something and continue, we are learning something that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in His presence? How many know that there's joy in being in His presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in His presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship,